Now we bring together the eight elements and the seven connections of a Christian walk. The eight elements are the repeated practices: scripture, prayer, worship, confession and repentance, communion, Christian community, service and obedience, and rest and remembrance. The seven connections are the relational places where the walk becomes visible: personal life, marriage or close friendship, family, small groups and friends, church or soul center, kingdom relationships and institutions, and relating to the unchurched or non-Christian world. Together they help us build a sustainable Christian walk. Many believers struggle because they try to grow by intensity alone. They make dramatic plans, they promise long Bible readings, long prayer times, constant service, and immediate transformation. Then real life happens, they get tired, they miss a day, they feel ashamed, they quit. Then they start again with another dramatic plan. But spiritual growth is not a spiritual binge. It is a walk. A sustainable Christian walk begins small enough to continue. Maybe your first step is scripture for 10 minutes each morning. Maybe it is one honest prayer before bed. Maybe it is returning to worship after a dry season. Maybe it is confessing one hidden sin to God. Maybe it is receiving communion with renewed attention to Christ's sacrifice. Maybe it is joining a faithful Christian community instead of trying to grow alone. Maybe it is one act of obedience you have been avoiding. Maybe it is taking holy rest because your life has become anxious and driven. Then ask, where does this need to become visible? In your personal life, in your marriage or closest friendship, in your family, in a small group, in your church or soul center, in your workplace or institution, among people who do not yet know Christ? This is where the eight elements and seven connections become practical. For example, scripture may shape how you speak to your spouse. Prayer may help you forgive someone in your family. Communion may remind you that Christ's grace is not only for you, but also for the whole body of Christ. Rest may keep your service from becoming burnout. Confession may restore honesty in a friendship. Worship may recenter your work. Service may become a witness to an unchurched neighbor. The goal is not to master everything at once. The goal is repeated returning to God. Choose one element, choose one connection, take one faithful step, then keep walking. Spiritual growth is not perfection. It is life with God through Christ by the Holy Spirit, practiced again and again in the ordinary places where God has called you.